Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 July 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest I haven't had on for a couple, 3 months now. A guest that I really enjoy having on. A man that I've talked to in person and spoke to on the phone several times. A young man that I highly respect for what he's trying to do. We're going to talk to Jonathan Alexander of Liberty Council. And we have got some news to share with you tonight that I think you're going to be tickled to hear. So don't y'all go away. Before we go to him, though, please know we're going to have Bible study again this coming weekend. We're going to have it the second Saturday instead of the third Saturday. Because on a third Saturday, I have to drive to Pittsburgh, about 4 hours north of us, to pick up two grandsons flying in from Colorado, spend a couple weeks with us. So this coming weekend will be our last time having Bible study this month. So please join us as we finish up the lesson we started this past Saturday on America, Why Will You Die? If you watched it, you know what I'm talking about. If you can't watch it, I hate to try to talk about my own things I offer here at the ministry. But folks, this teaching, many of y'all got a copy from the mask to the mark and understood what I meant. This is even much more involved in a different area. America, Why Will Ye Die? It's available on DVD. It's going to be at least 3 hours, maybe four. If you can send a donation for $12.50, you can have it on DVD or CD. I recommend DVD because maybe some things you might want to see. But this lesson, America, Why Will Ye Die? Was one of the hardest lessons I ever had to put together. Because it brings tears in my eyes to know what I've, to see what I've seen and try to bring forth what the Lord's told me to bring forth. I mentioned last week briefly about our trip to Gettysburg and the battle fought there, of course. And it broke my heart to see the sexual deviant flags flying everywhere. And I thought all the time I was there that neither side, north or south, would have fought to maintain a country that would turn into Sodom and Gomorrah. No way. Brings tears to the eyes to know that, folks. They fought for what they believed in, and they died for what they believed in. But neither side would have fought for moral depravity as we have today. But America, Why Will You Die? It's going to be 3 to 4 hours long on DVD or CD for $12.50 if you want. Just let us know, please. We want you to have it. And it's not copyrighted. Make all the copies you want. Share it with all the people you want. America, Why Will You Die? A good news, we have some backyard medicine books coming in. And some more will be in any day now. We already got a few of them in. And I have to apologize. I did not know that a few of these books were used, but they look like brand new. But I apologize for that. I hope it doesn't make anybody upset with me. But the books are coming in. We'll ship them out of here this coming Thursday, Lord willing. And don't forget, tomorrow night will be Dr. Rodriguez. Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital will join us. Email me any question you may have about health issues, whether it's yours, your wives, or husbands, or children's, or friends, whatever, email me and ask any question you like about health. I'm getting a few questions already. We want some more for tomorrow night's broadcast. And if you're too shy to call in and ask, that's fine. Just email me at Pastor Butch, pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. Email me any questions you may have. And, of course, we'll take phone calls tomorrow night also. Tomorrow night's guest, I said, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez will be with us. And all I can say, he is, in my mind, the foremost expert, if you will, on physical health in the country, in the world. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow night and ask some questions. And we're still offering a little booklet, Divorce and Remarriage is Still Sin. Some people don't want to see that. I know that. But I can't change Scripture, folks. I won't do it for anybody. I can't. I didn't write the book. Divorce and Remarriage is Still Sin is biblically sound. It's a little booklet. They cost me 50 cents. If you want to give 50 cents or a buck to cover the postage, that's fine. If not, just say, I want it. We'll send it to you. Just say, I want the booklet on divorce and remarriage. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, it'd be great. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now let's get to our guest. Our guest is Jonathan Alexander. He is with the Liberty Council, a group that I do support when I can. I'm not a wealthy man, but I do what I can to help them because they're doing something that needs to be done. They are standing up for Christians all over this country. Standing the gap, folks, for the churches, for individuals, and for many, many different situations. They've been there to help people of conviction in Christ. And Jonathan, it's good to have you. Are you there, sir?
I am. Thank you so much for having me, Pastor Butch.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It really is. You're a good guy, and I consider you my friend. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I consider you a brother.
So I am so tickled to have with us tonight, because I know from watching what y'all doing online, you all have had a busy, busy few months, or actually longer than that, but a few months for sure. And you've been in the battle. I'll bring this point up to move on. I'm sure you're familiar with what's happening to pastors in Canada, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely. These pastors that are facing some of the worst, most onerous restrictions, getting arrested, I don't know if you've seen the one video of the pastor being pulled out of his car, out of his Suburban.
Oh, yes, yes.
For having church. I mean, it is outrageous what's happening north of the border.
That's Pastor Pulaski. He'll be with you on the program this coming Monday night. He's now in this country. He was given, from what I understand, death threats in Canada. So he had to leave the country. He's now in the USA, traveling the country. He'll be on the broadcast here Monday night sharing the story. But now eight churches at the last count, eight churches have been burnt in Canada. And brother, I don't want to scare anybody, but if we don't stand up, it's coming here. You know that.
That's absolutely right. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who in March 2020 was arrested. Well, he got so many death threats, so many bomb threats, simply for holding church open. And, of course, our other case in Illinois where the city threatened them with summary abatement, which is a procedure that they can use to literally knock down the building. And they've only used it to condemn buildings for asbestos or have had other, nuclear waste within the building. The city can come in and knock down those buildings. They told this pastor if he kept holding church that they would declare summary abatement on his church and completely raise his building, knock down every stone. So, yeah, to say that it's coming right around the corner, you're absolutely right. And if it wasn't for the fight that we put up all last year and into this year for churches against these onerous government restrictions, we'd be in the same place that Canada is in right now.
We would be. And Pastor Rodney's sign, by the way, was shot up. Several shots were fired into his church sign in his front parking lot. He was with us in Bible study via Zoom a couple months ago. Matter of fact, we're going to run down by and see him, hopefully, sometime in August. He's going to help us with a situation here in West Virginia. We're the last state in the country, Jonathan, the last one with a law against church incorporation. We're the last state by constitution you can't incorporate in the state. Although they do, they get around it. But now they want to take that away and make it so that churches can incorporate. But I'm telling you right now, in my hand, I have in front of me a group called Christians Engaged was turned down by the IRS for a 501c3 status because they were too vocal on topics that the IRS says they can't do as a Christian group. And I'm going to get a hold of them and tell them that the IRS actually did them a favor. They actually did these people a favor by keeping them from getting that. But go ahead.
I think that's the right. The IRS, no, just highlighting in that letter, I think they highlighted the portion that mentioned the Christian faith and the Christian outreach that this group wanted to have, and saying for that reason you get. I mean, this is so far from what we celebrated on just yesterday, Independence, from this exact tyranny, this exact governmental overreach, especially of our faith. It's insane that we have to have this conversation and still fight these battles, but that's where we are.
Well, you know, it really breaks my heart, and it's depressing and makes me angry for what I see for my children's sake and grandchildren's sake. In October, I'll have my first great-grandson born in October. So I'm still on the radio. I'm still fighting there for the glory of God and for our heritage. But to go over the country, and especially up in zone of Gettysburg a couple weeks ago and up in that area, to see the sexual deviant flags flying everywhere, realizing my grandchildren are going to grow up in a society where this is considered normal, and where churches that speak out against it can be shut down, pastors can be arrested, and who knows what could come in the future. And if folks like you, if you were not standing in the gap, Jonathan, you and your organization and a couple others like you, we would already have churches shut down and preachers in jail, would we not?
Right. And it's, as you say, you said it's becoming normal for that to happen. It's not. It'd be fine, and of course we'd continue saying against it. It'd be fine if the culture just said, all right, we acquiesce to this stuff and we'll leave it there, and folks could make up their mind on which side they want to stand. But it's going to get to the point where government is going to be the one forcing this down our throat. Up until now,
of course,
it sort of sways depending on if you have, you know, a favorable governor or if you have a favorable presidency. You're not going to get the overt indoctrination of this LGBT stuff. But in counties, and, you know, I'm sure there's counties in West Virginia, certain counties here in the Northeast where we are, all over the country, in counties and school boards and cities, this is doctrine. This is exactly what the government
Absolutely.
Is preaching, that it's fine
Absolutely.
For sodomy, it's fine for transgender behavior, and anyone who dissents against it are prosecuted. We don't have to go too far back in history where Kim Davis was thrown into jail for standing up against this. So it is already here.
It's just
widespread nature of it is limited, and we still do have a window of opportunity to fight.
Well, we have the CRT, critical race theory, being taught in public schools, right. And it's been pushed on us everywhere. You know, and I want to say this, I want to get back to your what you're doing to help Christians in this country, but people don't understand this. Maybe a lot of them don't, but I'm sure most of my listeners do. It's impossible to have a vacuum when it comes to religion, Brother
right.
Jonathan. It's impossible. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve mammon. There's no way in between. Either you're a humanist. You can call yourself whatever you want. You can call yourself a Satanist or any of the name you want to use. But if you're not worshiping Christ, you're worshiping Satan, and you're a humanist. And that's what we're seeing. So there's no such thing as religious neutrality. No such
right.
thing. It's impossible. Because
right.
whatever you believe in your heart is who you are. And that's your religion. Is that not right?
You're absolutely right. And even more so than that is, if you don't stand for anything, when you'll fall for anything. But here we have a government that is so aggressive in telling you what you have to believe. I mean, we have these education megaplexes that are dictating exactly what we have to believe, what we have to teach. And I'm glad you mentioned critical race theory. It's something that folks want to avoid conversation. But we have to address it, that not everything in this country is race determinative. It is just as poisonous as a doctrine as feminism that says everything in this country is gender determinative. It's just as poisonous as a doctrine that says every issue that arises in this country is because of capitalism. All these doctrines are wrong. They're wrong to be taught in schools. And if they aren't opposed, we can certainly see the ramifications in other countries, but it's going to hit us home very soon, where we're going to see the dangers of all these doctrines being taught to our students.
Absolutely. And it's been going on for a long time. But we can go on this for hours. But we have seen socialism, communism, Marxism taught in our schools since before I was born, it started. But each generation gained a little more ground to the point now that people of my generation know things that the present generation doesn't know because they weren't taught. In this present generation, there have been rights taken from us that the new generation doesn't miss because they didn't know we had them. So each generation becomes dumber in issues that are important to life on purpose. They brainwash their children. We put our children in public hell holes we call schools, and we wonder why they turn up hating God and hating what we try to teach them. Folks, it's our own fault, but let's move on beyond that. Now, Jonathan, I want you to share what's on your heart tonight, but I will say this. Jonathan is a young black fella. That's my brother, and I love brick bread with him. I love him for spending time in my home. We don't need a critical race theory between us. We could be neighbors and not have a bit of problem, but you see, they want to divide us, don't they?
I think you're absolutely right. No better way than put as, you know, the time that you and I have spent sitting around the table where, you know, we agree. I don't think we agreed on everything. I don't think we ordered the same thing off the menu. We agreed on all the fundamentals, critical things in life, the things that matter, because we have a deep and abiding faith in God, and that's what makes us brothers. And there is no professor in any classroom that'll ever teach me any differently. Thankfully, you and I know that, and the fight's going to continue for us to let folks know that this isn't the America, as you mentioned, that we fought for. This isn't the America that can be passed on generationally if we want this dream to sustain. So I think you're absolutely right. The fight is clear for us to continue to engage in, and it comes up in so many various different ways that we have to remain engaged.
We do. We have no choice. I mean, this is it. Now, you've heard our theme song playing already. This is war.
Right.
And brother, this is war. We're fighting for the soul of a nation, of the souls of the world and souls of our children. As I try to tell people, perhaps someone could destroy a child's mind, but now they're going after their souls. They're teaching them
right.
About LGBTQ and how they can be this and be normal. And they're not just destroying the bodies of our children and minds of our children. They're destroying their souls. And I made this point in church last week. You would surely defend to the death your child being attacked by somebody else. You would take life if you had to defend your child. And we should. That's normal. That's why God made us. But yet we put them in hell holes. We call schools that's destroying the mind and soul, and we don't get upset about that.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's really child abuse, exposing
it is.
Our students to more and more sexually explicit content at a younger age, and it's all because of the LGBT agenda that's funding this, that want a completely new definition of what it means to have, you know, sexual intimacy and so-called reproductive rights, and they use that in order to really introduce and make sin normalized. The experience that I had in this past month that I want to share quickly, because it has a lot to do with the Equality Act and what's being pushed at the federal level, it was at a conference with a number of individuals who were formerly homosexual. These are individuals who, all of them, mentioned trauma at a young age or sexual abuse that occurred to them, an emotional disconnect that happened around their sexuality at a young age, and because of which they went headlong into the homosexual lifestyle. But because of the grace of God, they've overcome that lifestyle and now reject the LGBT lifestyle for themselves. But they realize the threat of schools, they realize the threat of culture, of media, of academia, saying that LGBT is an okay lifestyle. They're literally, the sin that God rescued them from is now being taught to young students, to
yes.
young children, and all through culture and media, and saying it's okay. Not only it's okay, but the increasing numbers of children that I see are being forced into this lifestyle because of how popular it's becoming. The increasing numbers is just a demonstration that they're really trying to push this lifestyle, and it is the same child abuse that these former homosexuals have overcome. It's the same trauma. It's the same emotional disconnect with sex that now is being pushed to students. It's such an evil. And I was able to witness and see the faces and have the names of individuals that have overcome that are now fighting against this agenda.
Well, this is coming to a head, God forbid, but I can see this coming to violence perhaps in the near future, because they're dividing the country. Fauci said now we have two Americas,
right.
The vaccinated and the unvaccinated. That's what he said.
I think you're right. If if there's any talk, and I'm sure we're ad nauseum, have listened to all the discrimination talk, false discrimination talks that we're talking, that we've heard in the past few months. But if there's any true discrimination, it is this two Americans that Fauci's talking about. We're literally in workplaces now. You have individuals, it's not so much the water coolers in the bathrooms, but you have individuals that are not allowed to use certain facilities in their workplace if they don't have a mask on or if they're not vaccinated, literally splitting the workforce based on vax or unvax. Because we're fighting those cases now today as we speak. And they want to make that culture-wide where they're literally drawing a line right down the middle and saying this group of people are good versus this group of people are bad. And that's the height of discrimination. But it's coming under the guise of, you know, our fearless Lord Fauci, and coming under the guise of these COVID regulations.
You probably heard of the prophet who was over here in the '80s, named Dimitri Dudeman. You ever heard his name?
You'll have to put me up to speed to that.
Well, Dimitri Dudeman prophesied, and I know he's right, that there'll be a civil war in this country, another war division in the country. Not necessarily, well, not like North and South, to be race against race, and who knows what else, vax against something, non-vax, who knows. But he said it's going to be a civil war, and when we are going to war internally, Russia and other nations from the South, or they come from the South, will attack America. Now, this is what he's calling a prophecy, and some of the prophecies that he's spoken has already come true. I have no reason to doubt that this will be true also. And so I don't want to see it happen. I don't, my friend. I'm praying that God maybe will help us, you and I and others, to stand together and delay this, at least delay it, and maybe see a change come for our children's sake. When I was so disgusted and so disappointed when I went to Gettysburg, I went out to Ocean City to visit another dear friend of mine for a few days, my wife and I. I went up to visit a lady that I do a co-host a show with three times a week. And what we saw along the boardwalk on the beach was so disgusting, and I mean disgusting, that I thought these are families, the children there, walking by with T-shirts that had the F word all over them. And I'm talking about just will be naked women running around everywhere, and the cops tackle a man for smoking, but they didn't bother anybody for anything else. As far as, you know, I mean, this is where we are. But the families are there with their children, and act like nothing is wrong.
Yeah,
what? We've lost our direction. We lost our moral compass.
Yeah, it's so disheartening the amount of abdication that has occurred in terms of morality, that we've just given up the line in morality. I think of some positive examples of folks that are still standing in the gap and fighting, but what's happening as a result. I'm sure you heard of Tanner Cross, the young gym teacher out here in Virginia, who simply said at a hearing on the subject that he doesn't believe that young girls should be treated like boys, and he doesn't believe that young boys can be girls. Basic, simple statement that I love my children enough not to lie to them. And he was terminated, fired from his job. It took a court injunction in order to have him be restored. And if we're at a point in this culture where it requires a judge to give an injunction, I think, you know, for all the good that courts can do, they are a terrible backstop for ensuring the morality of this country.
Oh, yes.
I mean, if parents aren't going to do it, if police officers are distracted by a man smoking, then our courts and injunctions are a terrible way for us to continue to pass on morality to the next generation.
Well, a little town called Pella, P-E-L-A, in Iowa, had a woman go topless in a public pool and said that she's a male, and the aquatic center wouldn't do anything about it. She said she's a male, so she can go topless. This is what we're seeing.
Washington State, a man who says he's a woman is now able to be spread eagle with his man bits shown everywhere to young female swimmers who are in the locker room. But because he says he's a woman, he's allowed to sit there spread eagle in the locker room. So, I mean, the amount of moral degradation that is now defended by those in government power is incredible. The society has abdicated its role. Unfortunately, the church is too busy planning programs and shut down, not even open for the past year, not to mention taking these fights to the areas that the church is called to be salt and light to.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with every one of these fights, however, the only reason that you and I, Butch, can speak with some level of authority is because I know you haven't given up, and thankfully the work that we do at Liberty Council is trying to hold the line, trying to arm citizens with the ammunition that they need to go out and fight against what we're seeing as apparent wrongs in our culture.
Well, you know, I've written a few books, and I think I sent you a copy of a couple of them. I believe you got them, didn't you not?
Yes, sir. I've got your books.
By the way, did you enjoy them at all?
Yeah.
Or have you had time to read them?
Yeah,
I know you
both.
Said, okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you did. I just finished a chapter, and again, same title as the lesson I'm teaching, America, Why Will You Die? I finished the chapter of next book. This book should be done in probably another month or two. But anyway, the one of the comments I made was, we can't really blame government because we're the government.
Right, absolutely.
You know, this is where we've got to stand up. We're going to have to go to break in a few minutes. But I want, folks, I want you to stay tuned because he's going to share something with you that you're going to want to hear about how perhaps you may have a way out of taking the vaccines coming up. But, brother, you are standing in the gap for so many Christians. And that's one of the reasons I support your organization. There may be a time, and I think I'll probably live to see this, that with what I preach and where I preach and how I preach it, all the internet, all radio, that one day I'm going to be arrested for hate speech. I may need your help. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's that reason for our existence, to ensure that you can continue talking the oracles of God, and not, you know, even with the threat of being arrested, know that you'll have good counsel defending you.
But that's the reason why I support you, folks. You don't just do it for me. You do it for anybody that folks that need help, and you're doing it all over the country. I mean, he's with Ronnie Howard Brown. He was there for them, and again, all these things. And we're going to have Pastor Howard Brown on the program ASAP. He's really a busy man, but I want to bring him up to share his story. And after the break, we're going to share something with you that you're going to want to hear. So get a pen and paper handy. We're going to give you a phone number to call or somehow to contact Jonathan or Liberty Council. You're going to want to get something from them that I'm going to ask him to send me a copy of, email to me. I'm going to make it available through the ministry also. We're going to give you a form that will exempt you from the vaccination. That's the plan. Now, and I want you to share that at the break, and we're going to break in about 1 minute. But just a quick question on those lines. If this form is refused, do we have any recourse?
Well, up until now, there is pushback, of course. But up until now, the EEOC, so the Employment Council, essentially, of America, because the vaccines are still experimental vaccines, they have intimated that employers should not coerce individuals, that they cannot coerce individuals. They can give incentives for individuals to take vaccines, but they can't coerce. So up until now, the federal government still tends to be speaking the right language on whether or not there will be pushback to individuals requesting religious exemptions and other moral and conscientious exemptions to taking the vaccine. So as the state of play is right now, in addition to what we'll arm you with after the break, thankfully we do have a federal government that seems to be at least neutral on the subject.
Okay, folks, back at the break. Take a phone call next half hour, too, as always, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, and no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, let's jump right back in here. Now, we're on phone lines up in a minute, too. So you get ready to call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Again, we're talking to Jonathan Alexander of Liberty Council. Get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you a number in a minute to call. You're going to find out why. He's going to offer you something that you're probably going to want to keep on hand. He's going to offer you a vaccination exemption form. If you are, as we are, a believer and we will not do these vaccines, you're going to want this form. It may save you one day from a lot of hassle. But, Jonathan, you go ahead and share what you got there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Pastor Butch. And I'll just quickly run through some of our findings, some of the legal arguments that we've been successful at, and why individuals should be confident that if they don't want to take the vaccine, they shouldn't be coerced to do so. So, of course, we've fought pretty extensively for churches to remain open. And that was the first fight. But we knew very early on that the next fight was going to be vaccines. They were going to force us all to return to what they called normalcy by mandating vaccines. And as I mentioned right before the break, thankfully, this is the COVID vaccines, because they were so rushed done, they operate in a separate category than all other vaccines. And so they still have special status where the FDA has licensed the vaccines. The FDA has not licensed the vaccines. They're still operating under this special status. And as a result, the EEOC, and this is basically the system of government that's responsible for handling employment lawsuits and employment rights and things like that, has said that employers cannot force individuals to take vaccines. They can't coerce them. They can't.
A quick question: how about governments, city governments, state, county governments? I see where some government agencies are saying you're going to lose your job. Can they do that?
And it should apply across the board. Are they legally allowed to do that? they're going to try to push the envelope. And you and I have discussion all the time whether it's legally or lawfully. Lawfully, we know that they're not allowed to do that. Legally, they're going to try to do it. It's just about, can we put up enough of a fight early on to push back against them? There are cases in the district court levels, and you do anticipate having a lot of losses at the district court and then having to appeal it all the way up. There are cases that are challenging the legitimacy of government entities doing this. But one of the staples that we've found that has worked pretty consistently in American law is our religious accommodations. It's the one thing that, thankfully, our founders were so clear about, that regardless of how much turning around or spinning in circles that governments want to do, they still can't get by our pesky religion. And so that's the strongest armament that we have. And so the form, as you mentioned, is more of language pushing your religious accommodation, language that tells your employer that because of my faith, because of what I believe, that, one, I won't bear false witness. I'm not going to lie and say that these masks or vaccines work when they don't. And two, because my body's a temple, I'm not going to put any experimental thing that is inconsistent with what I believe.
Amen.
And that's a faith-based decision. That's a faith-based conviction. And an employer has to respect your faith-based decision. They cannot come in between you and your faith tenets. They are required by law to give you religious accommodations. And the past year has demonstrated that there are so many accommodations that they can do. They can do heat screening. They can ask you whether or not your symptoms are present, or they can just leave you alone if you're not sick, right? That's employers can stay out of the way of your lifestyle if you're not sick. So thankfully they have a lot of accommodations that we've developed that they've themselves even have developed over the last year that are very relevant now in saying that because of my religious faith, I won't take your vaccine, I won't put on your mask, and you must make an accommodation for me.
Wow. Now, if people want to copy that, how can they get it?
Well, the best way is to email us, lc.org. Email us and tell us of your situation. We don't want to, none of these situations, although they are, a lot of them are similar, they're not going to be one size fits all. And you know, we want to give good legal advice, and we take every case one for free. So we take your issue for free, but we take them all individually. And so we want to be able to tailor the letter that we help you write. We want to be able to tailor the memo individually. So if folks get on our website, lc.org, and they fill out a form, there's a team of attorneys of which, you know, I'm a part of. I'm able to look at a number of forms every day. I spend, you know, much time, the team spends much time working into the wee hours of the night, making sure that we're giving tailored answers to your situation, getting you all the language that you need, helping you write the letter, helping you, you know, make the phone calls that you need to make sure that you're getting the right exemptions that the law guarantees that you have.
All right, folks, that's LC. That stands for Liberty Council, lc.org. Now, a lot of my listeners do not have computers. Can they call your phone number and get a copy also, or talk somebody or whatever?
Absolutely. So the number to reach us is 407-875-1776.
All right, folks, 407-875-1776. Now, this is so vital. This is so important. This has been a long time. Now, you folks have the same convictions that Jonathan and I do. We will not put something in our body that we know could harm our body. That's a sin against God. And he said, if we destroy a temple, he'll destroy us. We cannot do that. It's against our convictions as believers in Christ. Now we have a tool to fight back with. If you're facing now some kind of disciplinary action from your employer or whoever it may be, now is your chance to fight back. LC.org or call 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. And folks, I would urge you to use this tool. Some of y'all have asked me, and I've written letters of exemption, as y'all know, for different things, even driver's license. I'd explain to them why you couldn't do a driver's license for a long time, and I still can't do it the way you want to. I haven't had a legitimate driver's license for 15 years. But I'm not afraid to say that. No, the governor knows, the state knows it. I don't care. I won't do a digital picture. But nonetheless, not voluntarily anyway. But now is a chance for you to be able to stand up on your rights against a wicked vaccine that we know is killing people, crippling people, and a whole lot more than we know of, I'm sure, is happening. But again, lc.org or call 407-875-1776. Now, you said there is a recourse if they would get these exemption notices and they were rejected by the employer or whatever, or the county or state. What would be the next recourse?
Yeah, so there are individuals, there are employers that are still playing hardball and saying that, you know, you're going to be terminated after a certain amount of weeks. And that's where a lawsuit needs to be filed, and we need to fight to restore individuals' rights to be able to work and not be coerced to do things that run against their religion. And that's where the more aggressive lawsuits are taking place, and we're willing to fight them. We're able to and willing to fight them. So, you know, these exemption forms are... they're the first shot across the bow. It's an individual, you know, planting the flag on the hill and saying that this is the hill I'm willing to die on. I'm not going to put these things in my body. Thankfully, the law up until this point does guarantee an individual's religious rights, but employers have shown that they'll fight against that. So that's when we will get to the point of turning up the dial and making sure that we're providing these individuals with demand letters and filing suits on behalf of these individuals that are terminated.
Well, now, how about parents that won't protect the children? Can they use the letters for them also?
Yeah, and so when you reach out to us, so not only employers but also students, we're seeing a lot of students in universities, a lot of students in schools that are facing the same issues where they're not able to continue in their coursework. I think of a dental student who's in his final year at the University of Delaware, in his absolute final year, and because he does not want to take the vaccine, they're saying, well, you know, we're going to get rid of all the work that you did up until this point. You're not going to be able to graduate, which is insane to happen. So we write the same, we can provide the same counsel for students as well. So yes, employers, yes, also to students. And I'm not sure if that's going to cover the gamut of every instance that an individual is going to face in terms of these vaccines, but that is the majority of it. At least 90% of what we're seeing are either employees or students that are getting these notices, either via email or in the mail, saying that if you're not vaccinated by a certain time, that you'll be terminated. And so we hope to have those bases covered. And, you know, if you reach out to us, our attorneys are able to help, able to get you the answers that you need.
Jonathan, if you would send me a link to y'all's website, to email to me, I'd like to add it to my website and maybe specifically mention this information. But if you send me a link to it, I'll post it on my website. People can see it right off the website also. I just sent it to PastorButch.com. And folks, on that website, by the way, I just will send a 2-minute cartoon from G. Edward Griffin. Now, anybody knows, if been on this battle very long, knows who he is. It's a vintage early warning pandemic cartoon. It's about 2 minutes long. Made back in 1920, just when film was barely getting started. And it shows how they could take over a country with a pandemic. Now, this has been 80, 90 years ago or longer, 100 years ago. You might want to get a copy of this or go watch it. I mean, on PastorBush.com, look under health news or government cover-ups, whatever. You'll find it on there. This is our police state. This is all part of it. They want to take down our country, and this pandemic was playing, and we know for sure, but as far back as 2010, by the Rockefeller Foundation and some others, this was talked about 21 years ago, and it happened, happened last March. They planned it 20 years before that. This is for real stuff. In a 2-minute cartoon on PastorBush.com, you need to watch it to see. And again, Jonathan, if you'll send me a link up and information on this, I'll see it gets posted. I want people to see this and get it to them as soon as possible. Any questions, folks, you got about 15 minutes to call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And I know you got a lot of cases you're covering, Jonathan. Are there any now that stand out that you want to make known to people that you're involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I just provide a quick update. California that had the most onerous restrictions against churches where it would be legal to even worship within your home with anyone that lived outside of your home. You couldn't have a home Bible study.
Oh,
we won not only a permanent injunction against California, which means from here until the end of time, we will not have to relitigate California treating churches differently than they do other entities. So we've won that. It's a permanent injunction, and California will be held in contempt of court if they ever go back against churches. Of course, California is going to be a repeat offender, so we're taking it with the reality that comes with it. But the reality is in the injunction that we've won, and also a $1.35 million victory in terms of funds that is returned to this church for the amount of work that they had to do in order to vindicate their rights. So last year at this time, we were having the conversations of getting into the fight. This year today, we're talking about the victories that we've won, and they've been incredible victories. At the same time, we do have an ongoing full package of litigation, full docket, as it were, of cases that we're fighting. One of the cases that I pay particular attention to is the flag case, the Christian flag case. As a youngster, I was able to recite my allegiance to the Christian flag and what it stood for, because I believe the gospel, and there was a flag that represented it. Well, we had a Camp Constitution that wanted to fly that flag in front of the steps of Boston, who has such an important part of our history and of our founding, wanted to show Christianity and its historical significance by flying the flag. Well, Boston decided that it'll fly hundreds of other flags, almost 39 flags in the same year, but would refuse to fly the Christian flag, which is a complete violation, complete discriminatory action against the Christian flag, against Christians that this flag would represent. And so we brought a lawsuit, lost an appeal, of course. The First Circuit also sided with Boston, which was a violation of the law. Ultimately, right now, and it was just last week that we filed suit at the Supreme Court in order to restore the rights that Christians have to be represented in front of their form of government by their flag, and to be able to hold ceremonies, hold parades, and also wave the flag in front of the city hall. So that's one of the cases that I pay very close attention to. The camp involved there is Camp Constitution. It's a yearly camp that's done that teaches youngsters all about the Constitution at a very high level, at a very detailed level. They're currently fighting this fight, and we're proud to be the attorneys on the case for them.
You know, they sound like a bunch of radicals to me. I mean, Camp Constitution, you know they're radicals. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
What's incredible about the camp is, so I teach part of the First Amendment portion, and I'm grateful to be able to be one of the instructors there. But they also have a strong Second Amendment component, which is real-time fire. Everything from something that's going to fit in your pocket concealed to cannons being fired. And there is an incredible time where we all gather around these cannons and fire them as is full right of an American, because of the Second Amendment to do so. And these are youngsters. There's a junior camp as young as 5 years old to, I think, about 19 years old is the oldest person that's enrolled in the camp. And parents are there, of course. It's family camp. It's a great place, and I'd highly recommend it. They're doing all the right things. Government is angry about it and is trying to take down their representation. But we're their attorneys on the case, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Now, this camp is where again?
So this is Camp Constitution in New Hampshire. So it's
New Hampshire,
Yeah, it's in New Hampshire, and the website is campconstitution.net. The individual there, and you can find the link on our website. It's Hal Shurtleff who runs it. He'd be a great guy to have on the show, but he's a Bostonian.
Well, send me the information, please. Send me information on him. Text me right away. Let's take a phone call from Massachusetts. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, come on in. Welcome.
Whoa.
Hello.
This exploded. But I know Hal Shurtleff.
That's great.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I missed his broadcast, Camp Constitution. He has on WBCQ, The Planet. Yeah, I love what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, Liberty Counsel, David, is one of the strongest allies any Christian could have. That's why I support them. If I were wealthy, they'd get a lot more money from me because I believe in what they're doing.
here's something that I do. I don't call the rainbow flag. I don't call it the rainbow flag. I call it the rainbow flag.
Well, it's a sexual deviant flag, is all it is.
Bam. And well, basically, it's, you know, the covenant with, you know, with grandfather Noah. You know, they had the rainbow, and this is something I've noticed, how the devil, how he's really limited his powers. One, I've noticed all he can do is just take anything that God created and just twist it and pervert it.
That's right.
And the other thing I've noticed is, you know, he cannot violate our free will. In other words, he can't make you, you know, if our Lord doesn't want you to take the vaccination, he cannot actually make you take the vaccination.
Well, he cannot break our free will in Christ. He may put us in prison. He can't break free will. But one thing you mentioned about Satan copying what God does, the so-called rainbow flag has six colors. The rainbow has seven colors. That should tell you something. Man's number is six, God's number is seven.
Well, now it's one of them is black. Oh, here's another funny thing. I want to know. This past Wednesday, there was a terrible, you know, thunderstorm here. You know, it was very, you know, windy and rainy. But when I noticed, a few minutes later, and I noticed, wait, there's a rainbow going on. It was the last day of June, June 30th.
Ah.
So I was trying to think. Somehow, I don't think, you know, the good Lord was trying to endorse the rainbow flag and what it stands for. So I think he was trying to say is storminess and, you know, what they stand for, they're one and the same.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he's showing his power anyway. Like I said, his rainbow seven colors, there's a six. So that pretty well sums it up. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good points. Okay. Thanks for the call. And folks, got lines open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Now, gentlemen, you mentioned I should have on the program, what was your name again, sir?
His name's Hal Shirtless.
Okay. He text me his information. I'll call him right away because he's the head of the camp.
Camp Constitution, and it's something that if parents want a practical alternative to family camp and a practical alternative to what they're teaching, I'll share a quick personal story. I went in as an instructor, and there was sort of an entry test that you take, and I'm a constitutional lawyer. There's an entry exam that is so difficult to take, and I'm sitting there, rifling through years of law school prep in order to take this exam, and it's what the 14-year-olds and the 13-year-olds and the 12-year-olds are all learning at this camp. So it is in depth. It is detailed.
Right.
It is completely interactive. And like I said, that, First Amendment, we're going to be worshiping, but also Second Amendment, you're going to be firing guns too. So it is a great program for young kids to attend.
Well, please do send me contact information. Email to me or text me the one and get me y'all's website down. I post it to our website with the information on exemption certificates and whatever else you want me to put on the website. We want to put that in front of people. And, folks, it's important. You do email him or go to the website. Email him at lc.org. Ask for exemption certificate. Get some details or call him at 407. That's 407-875-1776. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Jonathan, and I wanted to say, first off, thank you, Jonathan, Alexander, for what you're doing. Appreciate it so much. I'm a 74-year-old, 20-year veteran of the Air Force and Army, and I believed initially when I went in that I was going to fight communism. And we've got a black – this isn't a black-white thing. This isn't a female versus male thing. This is an elderly versus young people thing. Their whole idea of communism and socialism, to the max, is to divide and conquer, divide and rule. And there was a black man named Manning Johnson, not very well known amongst a lot of the alternative media, but Manning Johnson lived from 1907 to 1959. He was a black patriotic American who was a high level in the Communist Party in the USA. He came out of that and he told about how the Communist Party exploited black people. He wrote a book called Color Communism and Common Sense, a true story. His name is Manning Johnson. He was a patriotic black American. My guess, he's probably a Christian, too. Manning Johnson, but he wrote a book, and he died in 1959 under kind of suspicious conditions. But that book is published by Lighthouse Trails Publishing, and they're on lighthousetrails.com if you want to get that book. And it also deals with a bonus section on critical race theory and a social justice glossary of terms. So thank you, Pastor Butch, for having Jonathan Alexander on, and thank you, Jonathan, for what you're doing, and I really appreciate both of you, and I would urge people to get that book and read a black man who came out of the Communist Party, and he tells you how communists exploit whites, blacks, whites, they're equal opportunity exploiters, and that's something we need to keep in mind. God bless you both, and thank you, Daryl.
God bless you. Thank you.
And folks, if you have a few dollars to support an organization that's standing for you and in the gap for all of us, Liberty Counsel is who I highly recommend. And you know, I support the Gun Owners of America above all the others because I believe in them. Well, I believe in Liberty Counsel. I really believe these people are out there to do their best, their level best, to protect us any way possible from what's coming down the pike in this country. You call them up at 407-875-1776. Talk about the exemption form. Tell them you want to support them. Get their address. Whatever you can do to support these people. One day you may need them. And Jonathan, it's reassuring to me to know that I can pick up the phone and call you and know that you all be there. I want to thank you for that personally for that.
So thank you so much, Pastor Bush. And of course, anytime that you give us the platform to amplify the work that we're doing, we're so grateful for it. And we can only do it because of men like you, because of men in ministries like yours that aren't afraid to stand in the gap. You know, there wouldn't be any work for us if Christians were advocating it. You know, if you were advocating the role, which you would never do. So we're so grateful for you for not only giving us the opportunity, but for being faithful to the task and letting us know, you know, it's encouraging work that we can keep doing because there are men like you still doing the good Lord's work.
It's a team effort. We're all fighting for the same captain, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Amen.
To fight alongside you.
Jonathan, I want to thank you so much. You tell your pretty half we said hello, and God bless you, my friend, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. You send me information about the gentleman you mentioned and get the website information to me, and I'll see it posted on the website, okay?
All right, sir. We'll be in touch soon.
All right. Have a good evening. Folks, see you tomorrow night with the guest, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Email me questions tonight and tomorrow about what you'll be asking tomorrow night. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.